own mind about various aspects of Indian history and culture. Prison is not a pleasant place to live in even for a short period, much less for long years. But it was a privilege for me to live in close contact with men of outstanding ability and culture and a wide human outlook, which even the passions of the moment did not obscure. My 11 companions in Ahmednagar Fort were an interesting cross-section of India and represented in their several ways not only politics, but Indian scholarship, old and new, and various aspects of present-day India. Nearly all the principal living Indian languages, as well as the classical languages which have powerfully influenced India in the past and present, were represented, and the standard was often that of high scholarship. Among the classical languages were Sanskrit and Pali, Arabic and Persian. The modern languages were Hindi, Urdu, Bengali, Gujarati, Marathi, Telugu, Sindhi and Oriya. I had all this wealth to draw upon, and the only limitation was my own capacity to profit by it. Though I am grateful to all my companions, I should like to mention especially Maulana Abul Kalam Azad, whose vast erudition invariably delighted me, but sometimes also rather overwhelmed me, Govind Ballabh Pant, Narendra Deva and Muhammad Asaf Ali. It is a year and a quarter since I finished writing this book, and some parts of it are already somewhat out of date, and much has happened since I wrote it. I have felt tempted to add and revise, but I have resisted the temptation. Indeed, I could not have done otherwise, for life outside prison is of a different texture, and there is no leisure for thought or writing. It has been difficult enough for me to read again what I have written. I wrote originally in longhand. This was typed after my release. I was unable to find time to read the typescript, and the publication of the book was being delayed when my daughter Indira came to my rescue and took this burden off my shoulders. The book remains as written in prison with no additions or changes except for the postscript at the end. I do not know how other authors feel about their writings, but always I have a strange sensation when I read something that I had written sometime previously. That sensation is heightened when the writing had been done in the close and abnormal atmosphere of prison, and the subsequent reading has taken